Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're continuing to rejoice and being glad in it, for the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful, the Lord is kind, God is so awesome, and we are thankful to God that God continues to meet us every morning. Every morning, God continues to meet us and bless us. So thank you all so much for joining us. Today is day six. Day six, we're getting closer to double digits. Day six of our time of fasting and prayer together. I pray as you're going each day into the fast that God is blessing you in immeasurable ways. Well, beloved, I want to stay true to what I said, under 15 minutes. So I want to get right to the word. The word this morning is coming to us from Psalm 139. Psalm 139, and I want to read in your hearing verses 14 through 16. Psalm 139, verses 14, 15, and 16. And I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. Here's what the word of the Lord says. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Word of God, for the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about a designer's original. A designer's original. Beloved, it's such a sad commentary today that so many people are caught up on looks and appearances. There are so many young people today that are measuring themselves by what they see in other people. And what they see in other people have been, how shall I say this kindly, enhanced, changed, manipulated, redone. A lot of what we see is not real. And the fact of the matter is, beloved, we ought to embrace whom God has made us to be. But it's sad that some people don't realize just how unique and awesome they really are. Do you know that you and I are a designer's original? We look at the appearance of others and we judge ourselves accordingly when the reality is an ever-loving God blessed us from the beginning. Now, there is a difference between being healthy in body. We need to make sure that we are healthy, that we are strong. But there's also having a healthy sense of self that is important as well. Because the reality is God made you. God created you. And there is no one in the world that is like you. Even if you're an identical twin, there's something unique about you. So always remember that you are God's designer original. So what does it mean, Pastor Jones, to be God's designer original or to be a designer's original? There are three things in this text that I think will help us to embrace all that God has put in us. First thing, beloved, that we need to understand is from the womb, you were wonderfully made. From the womb, you were wonderfully made. Look at verse 14. The psalmist says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Verse 13 says, for you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. This means, beloved, that your unique design was crafted in your mother's womb, and from your mother's womb, you were fearfully and wonderfully made. That means every part of you was carefully and purposely placed, intricately placed together, so that when God was done with what he had done in your life, every aspect of you, down to every microscopic cell, is what God designed in you and made in you. And it's been wonderfully made. From the womb, we were wonderfully made. God knit you together in your mother's womb, putting you together in such a fashion, and doing so in such a way, with such intricate care, that you came to being as the person God made you from the beginning. There is no need to manipulate. There is no need to shape or reshape or change what God has created. You are a designer's original. Be proud of who you are and be proud of who God made you to be. But there's more here. There's more here. Not only from the womb were you wonderfully made, but from the womb we were knitted, we were woven together. From the womb we were woven together. Look at verse 15. Verse 15 says, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. I like how the psalmist put it. He's letting us know that God made us. He put his design on us. And then God connected all of our parts. Everything from the inside out was woven together. We were woven together. That means my bones were placed together, that the cartilage to hold together the bones was placed together. That means the sinew and skin that covers the bones, the flesh, was then put together. And then what God did in weaving us together is that God produced in us a strength that comes with us having our being. The secret is, I don't know how all of this works, but I do know this, that my strength comes from God, that God gave me strength, that what's woven together inside of me is now operating in such a way that I can have my being. So just like God descended into the earth to bring about change, just like God descended in the womb of Mary in order to bring deliverance through Jesus Christ, it was in the cover of darkness that God did his best work and wove us together and gave us the strength to have our being. Never forget that from the womb you were woven together. So, beloved, not only from the womb were you wonderfully made, and not only from the womb were you woven together. Can I give you the final thing? Final thing here that helps us to know that we're a designer's original is that before the womb, we were already written in the mind of God. Before the womb, we were already written in the mind of God. Look at verse 16. Verse 16 says, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. That means when God saw me, in the thoughts and the inner recesses of God's mind, before he formed me, he already knew what he wanted to create. Then God wrote in his mind the eternal design that was drawn for our existence. Think about that. Before we were formed in our mother's womb, God had already written in his mind who he wanted to create you to be. God had already written in his mind how we were going to create it, what he was going to create us to be like and look like, and how we would exist. But watch it. This means that in the book of God's memory, all of our days of existence have already been written. So when God formed us, it was already written in God's mind how he would bless us, how he would form us, how he would use us, and when he would call us back to himself. God already said, when I create this unique individual that I've created from their mother's womb, not only am I going to wonderfully make them, not only am I going to weave them together so that they can exist, but I've already written in my mind how they will exist and how long they'll remain on the earth. Our days were numbered the day we came into the world, because in the mind of God, hallelujah, is already been written. That's a wonderful thing. We are a designer's original. There will never be another like you. So embrace whom God has made you to be. Embrace your unique features. Embrace the fact that God intricately took time to form you and shape you and make you into who God would have you to be. Oh, you ain't got to manipulate this. You ain't got to change this. And I'm not saying not to be healthy, but we need to learn to have a healthy sense of self as well, because you are God's designer original. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful for the fact that you made us, Lord God, from our mother's womb, uniquely designed to be the individual that we are today. So help us to embrace that, Lord. Let us not measure ourselves by the standards of this world. Let us not measure ourselves by the standards of what we see around us. Let us embrace our appearance, our looks. Let us embrace who you created us to be. God, you gave us what you gave us, and we're thankful for it. We're thankful for the melanin in our skin. We're thankful, Lord God, for the curl in our hair. We're thankful, Lord God, that you made us a designer's original. Thank you, Lord God. Now, God, use us. Because we already know, before you created us, that you have already numbered our days. So while we're here on earth, let us be used by you to do great things for the kingdom of God. Lord, we love you and we thank you for creating us and making us a designer's original. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, then you ought to be embracing the fact that I'm uniquely and wonderfully made. Amen. As the people will say, from my lips and my fingertips down to my hips and my toes, I'm uniquely made in Jesus Christ. Embrace that, beloved. God bless you and have a smile upon you. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Amen.